Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, Ruben, it's Gigi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Pretty good, thank you. I was talking to my husband. I was explaining to him yesterday, the numbers and stuff. He says that how much is being how what's the loan for? 41,500?
You're catching me off guard. Give me a second.
Okay, because when he does, I guess the calculations, the payback is about 60. He says it's a lot of interest.
Let me bring up the approval. Give me one second here. All right. So where are we? Gigi. What is your name of the business? Andy's, correct?
Andy Granite.
Okay. So, and just so you know, I'm going back and forth with the underwriter. I don't know on the program with the 10% down if they. I think they do have to speak to him, but he has enough like basic English to have a basic conversation with the funding department, correct? Like a 2 minute
Yeah, I don't
call.
think they've called them. I don't
No,
think they've called them.
if you guys move forward, he'd be able to verify terms, verify his identity, just basic things, correct? Oh, okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure. So let's see. On the amount financed is 41,500. There's a few different ways to look at it. So let me. Do you have a pen handy?
No, hold on.
Cool. Yeah, take your time. I'm more than happy to walk you guys all through this.
Allá abajo hay libreta, chava, sácame una. No, acá.
So on the 5 year term, so 5 years is the longest. Obviously, the longer the term that goes out, the more you're going to pay back. So you can do, so I'm going to give you the longest term, but I can do something much, much shorter. And if you do a shorter term, you're going to pay a lot less back. So let's look at both terms. On the one with the 10% as first payment, the total payback is 893.08 multiplied by 59 payments. But then you have to add on your down payment, of course. So you'd add 4150. So if you do the 10% as first payment, your total payback for financing 41,500 over 5 years is 56,841 and 72 cents. So just to give you kind of round numbers, you're looking at $15,000 over 5 years. So the cost per year is that 15,000 divided by five. So if you look at that term, the payment is 3,068. Now, what was the other program I offered you with the first and last?
Yeah, the first and last for 1,018, I think something like
1,018.
that.
Okay. So that is a 61,000 payback. So the first and last payback is much more expensive than the 10% down. However, let me give you some other terms. So it's the if you're putting a little money down, it's a lot more reasonable. But let me see what the terms would look like on other ones. So give me one second.
And also on the 893 payment, he kind of doesn't want to go over 800. So that's another thing. He wants to stay like between 7 and 8.
Okay. Well, let's see what we can do. Bear with me. So it's gonna be, just so you know, and I think it always comes down to payment. If we're doing $700 a month, do you have a calculator on hand?
No.
All right, can you do you have one on your phone?
Yeah, I do. Hold on, let me put on speaker.
Okay.
Okay.
Not a problem. So $700 a month, can you multiply that by 60? What number do you get to?
4,200, 42,000.
Okay, so it's going to be really, really difficult for us to finance a $41,500 machine and over 5 years pay only $500 back. But I've got an idea that I'm going to run by you. If he, I can, and by the way, I can completely understand wanting to keep my payment low. That's completely fine. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you a few questions, and that's going to probably make it easier. So. So I don't think anything like doing like a 3-year term is not going to interest you guys because the payment's going to be higher, correct?
The payment's going to be higher.
Correct. So is that something that interests you or no?
I don't think so. I don't think he's looking at a 3-year one.
Okay, 3 or 4 years. Okay, so here's another idea I have. Say that again.
I said unless you paid off all our bills and then he only wants to have one payment.
I can understand. Look, so here's my thought process. We want you guys to be happy. We want you guys obviously to be able to afford the saw and not miss any payments. But there's a few different kind of factors here. The first thing is the amount of money you're going to pay back. So anytime you're doing a loan over, say, 5 years, you are going to pay money back, even if you have perfect credit, because the money is out for 5 years. So to give you an idea, if you did this loan, say, over 2 years, let's say you did the loan over 1 year, you'd probably pay back, you'd borrow $41,500, and you'd probably pay back like $43,000 or $44,000 because you're only borrowing the money for 1 year. But because you're borrowing it each year the money's out, you're going to pay that according interest. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So the paybacks increase each year. So here's what I would like to tell you. I think the 10% of first payment is a more attractive program, in my opinion. But I want to throw another idea at you. If you want to have your payment below 800, I think that is possible. I think that's definitely possible. But you're going to have to put a little more money down. Are you comfortable putting any more money down?
I have to ask them.
Because let me give you some ideas of where I think you'd be at before I go ask. Mm-hmm. Do you have this handy?
Yes.
Okay. So let's assume that, and by the way, you'll still get credit for financing the whole amount because we paid the vendor $41,500. We would just increase the first payment to us to keep the payment low. But if we want, here's another idea I have for you. I think if you, instead of said putting $41,500 as a first payment, let's say you put $8,300 as a first payment. I think your payment would be between, give me a second. Your payment would be, it's probably going to be between about $780 to about 803, so let's call it 790, 795 at most. Give me a second.
For still 5 years, we're still talking 5 years?
Yes.
Okay.
But here's the way that there's a lot of different moving factors, so there's a few things to consider. So I think when someone tells me, hey, look, I want my payment to be $800, but then they're putting $8,000 down, it's kind of productive. It's saying, well, I'm gonna put all this money down to lower my payment by $200. No, I would say keep your money because you have a lot of bills. So my thought process is this. It's probably not that attractive. The most attractive offer here really is the 5-year term with 10% as first payment. The reason why the payment seems heavy to you guys is simply because the saw is $42,000. That's why the $700 payment, it's just not possible. It's impossible because it's not a house. Even a house would cost more. So my thought process is this. If you want me to, I'm more than happy to go to the underwriting department and say, hey, look, can this person put some more money down, lower the payment? But in my opinion, if you're going to pay, is it more attractive to pay $100 more a month to us and keep $4,100, $4,200? Probably.
Because if
you look at it, let's just do the math. So what's $4,200? I'm just quoting you a 21%. I'm quoting you as 20% as first payment. So what's $4,150? What's $4,150 divided by 60? Oh, divided by 59, sorry. So that's $70.33. So basically the question is, would you rather give us $4,100 now and lower your payment by about, or would you, and lower your payment by 100, or would you rather keep that money and over 5 years pay about $100 more a month? If you want to borrow cash is a short-term loan, so kind of planning ahead, there's no push from me. Like, I'm here to offer you whatever you want. You want this option, I'll give it to you, this option. But I hope you kind of respect my expertise being in the stone industry. The most attractive offer here is 10% as a first payment. That is the most attractive offer.
Right.
It just, if you want to have a payment around under $800, I'll do it, but there's just no reason. If you want to, I can, but I just don't see the advantage.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, let me talk to my husband.
Yeah, and if he has any questions, you guys can get on the phone with the speaker. Like I said, I can even give you a one-year term, and you're going to pay back $43,000, $44,000, but your payment's going to be over $3,000 a month.
Right.
Ultimately, the way to look at this program is to get into the best possible program and have the equipment pay for itself. So the most important thing, the most successful kind of way these programs work is if you're matching up close what your payment would be to now versus what your payment is, what you're spending currently. I think since you guys have some cash on hand, putting some money down to get a really good deal makes sense, but I don't believe that you putting $8,000 down will really help you that much. We can do it, but I just don't think it will do much.
Yeah.
It's like the customer that comes to me and they say, hey, look, I'm going to put 50% down. I go, look, if you're going to put 50% down, just do the deal over 3 years and save yourself some trouble. You don't want to put 50% down and finance it over 5 years. At that point, that customer would say, hey, look, it's the same thing as just doing it over 2 or 3 years. But yeah, give me any questions. I appreciate the call back.
Okay. Sounds good. Let me talk to him, and then I'll get it back to you.
Yeah, and keep in mind, by the way, you mentioned other equipment. This would be the start of a relationship. So as you develop some business credit, I would expect as you develop a relationship with us, for your future transactions, the cost of money will go down because you've got history with us.
Right. Okay.
Cool. Give me a holler anytime. I'm here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.